The first and greatest victory is to conquer self. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we get some very helpful tips on how to build self-discipline. Enjoy.
Hello, what's up? Welcome back to another episode of Mom Boss Monday, where I share weekly tips to help you be more productive, get work done, and enjoy life too. All the stuff that I share on this channel, all the videos on habits, goal setting, being productive, and planning, and all of those things, it's a good start. It'll motivate you and get you going to chase your dreams and accomplish your goals. But if motivation was all we needed, then we'd all watch one Mel Robbins speech, listen to Gary Vee one time, or just plug in our earphones and listen to positive affirmations day after day, and we'd be set for life. But that's not the truth. Motivation is not all we need. Motivation can get you started, but only self-discipline can keep you going. That ability to control yourself and make the right decisions, stick to your choices that you've made, and to do things that are necessary even though you don't feel like it, that's what will ultimately change your life. All these other things, planning, visualizations, affirmations, vision boards, all of those things are pretty much void if you don't have enough self-control to follow through on those things. But I know it's tough because I've been in that place many times before where I know I should do something, but I just cannot get myself to do the dang thing. Like to put my phone down and exercise, to get off YouTube and go to bed early, or to not eat a certain type of food. Just so many things that I know are good for me, but somehow I just can't get myself to do it. I've been there before. I'm not saying I've mastered it completely, but today I want to share 5 tips with you, tips/techniques that have helped me master and maintain self-discipline pretty regularly. First and foremost, you must welcome self-discipline. Instead of seeing self-discipline as this act of drudgery, as something you must do, like a punishment, see it as an act of self-love. You are choosing the path to freedom when you choose self-discipline over temptation. When you choose to forego short-term rewards for long-term rewards, you are acting in self-love. You are doing something that's beneficial to you. So instead of seeing it as a form of punishment, see it as an act of self-love, that you're making the right choice, and see it as a stepping stone towards your goals and your dreams. And that will make you want to embrace it even more. Next, you have to realize that self-discipline is a habit. 40% of our behavior is habit-driven. We don't even think about it, we just do it. It's happened to me many times before that I pick up my phone to put on some music or to use my calculator, do something with it, and somehow or another, I end up on YouTube or on Instagram. It's just a habit. And when you find yourself in these kind of situations, you can either continue to feed this distraction habit or you can feed the self-discipline habit instead. It's your choice what you want to feed. You can make the wise choice of putting your phone down, of getting to exercise, of making those phone calls that are necessary. You can do that instead to feed the self-discipline habit. But I know it's very hard to give up these bad habits that we've been carrying around for years, especially from one day to another. But the best way to do this is to practice mini habits. Mini habits are when you break down a huge habit into tiny portions. And I mean tiny, tiny portions. So essentially, you are making and creating a mini habit that's so easy and simple, stupidly simple, that it's hard not to do. Instead of doing 100 push-ups, you do one a day. Instead of writing 1,000 words a day, you write 100 words a day, or 50, whatever is a mini habit to you. Whatever is so easy that you cannot not do it. essentially, you're just focusing on building the routine. It doesn't matter about writing a whole book. It doesn't matter about getting abs. What you want to do is get used to the process. And once you get started with the mini habit, you may want to finish it. You may want to keep going after the 100 words. You may want to get going after that first push-up, because we human beings just like to finish what we start. But even if you don't, what's important is that you got it done and you're building the routine. And once you're in the habit of doing that one push-up every day, you can add to it slowly. So instead of making yourself self-disciplined to do a huge task, practice self-discipline on tiny things every day. Like say, today I'm going to practice self-discipline by putting this phone down right now for just a minute. And then the next day you can do 5 and then 10. Another technique to build and practice self-discipline is to eat that frog. If you're familiar with Brian Tracy, then you know what I'm talking about. And if not, you're probably just grossed out. So let me explain. Brian Tracy wrote a book called Eat That Frog. And the concept was derived from a quote by Mark Twain that says, if you eat a live frog every morning, then you've done the worst thing that could happen to you that day. Somewhere along those lines is what he says. But when it comes to your day and practicing self-discipline, that means that when you do your hardest task on your to-do list first, the rest of the day will seem like a piece of cake to you. People that wake up every morning and go do an hour at the gym, they don't wake up enthusiastic about doing this task first thing in the morning. They do it because they know that this is the hardest thing that they have to do all day. They don't really like to do it, but they have to do it. And when they do, they flex those self-discipline muscles and they feel accomplished right after it.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.